Australia has been praised by philanthropist Bill Gates for its $50 million commitment to eradicating polio worldwide. Gates spoke to the United Nations overnight about how close we are to success, but polio is still endemic in three countries, and Australia needs to be aware, Emily Grimmens reports.
Many could be forgiven for believing polio has disappeared altogether. It's not something we hear about much here in Australia. But polio is still endemic in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Nigeria, despite a decades-long campaign to eliminate it worldwide. Bruce Allen is manager of the Rotary Foundation office in the South Pacific and Philippines. He's been a part of Rotary International's fight against polio for years.
We ran a rather major test case in the Philippines where polio was quite endemic, and it proved beyond doubt mass immunisation of children would halt the spread of polio and just eliminate it, because once polio has been eliminated from a region, it's gone forever unless, of course, it's imported by some other agent. We then decided in 1985 to make it a world quest, if you like, expecting it to be over by 2005, but we underestimated the power of the virus, and we're still fighting it. But we're nearly there. We're almost there.
He says it's not as simple as out of sight, out of mind when it comes to this disease.
If you don't experience something on a daily basis, you tend to think it's not there. But the things we keep talking about, that we have a responsibility to protect the world, because if we don't rid the disease from the world, there's every chance it can come back. And in fact, a couple of years ago, there was a case reported in Melbourne. A guy had been to, I think, Mecca, and had come back, contracted the disease and come back. And fortunately, the knowledge of that disease was captured very quickly, and he was isolated and overcome the problem, and it didn't create anything for Australia. But it can happen as quickly as a plane flight. Polio can be reintroduced into Australia.
But he also says polio is nearly beaten.
Nigeria will be a challenge, and is receiving a lot of attention. Pakistan, I believe, is, and Afghanistan are on the cusp of being eradicated and declared polio-free within the next 12 months. Poorer nations generally are the hardest problem, because they lack good sanitation, they lack good conditions, and they lack good monitoring processes that pick it up quickly.
Gillian Thomas, president of Polio Australia, says the residual effects go on.
It's really important that we keep Australians keep their immunisation levels up. We managed to eliminate it from Australia with a vaccination campaign. People like me who got polio in the 50s and people who got polio earlier than that and even later than that would never want to see it back in this country. Although we got polio, we didn't get over polio. There's no cure for it. And so we are part of hundreds of thousands of Australians with residual disabilities from polio. Polio survivors are still here.
Polio Australia is asking polio survivors to sign up to the Australian Polio Register, available on their website at www.polioaustralia.org.au.